March 19th, 2024. Good day, everybody. I am Connor with Honor, local Santa Clarita real estate agent. Today, I do want to get into a few items in the Santa Clarita segment. And then also after the real estate segment, I will be talking about, of course, fitness, fat loss, all that fancy stuff. Trying to keep you motivated and also let you do your own research because so many people out there are telling you how it needs to be done, how you should be doing it. And in my particular case, I think you should figure that out on your own. The only issue or deal or best way is to allow you to figure it out on your own and to give you the resources so you too can climb down the rabbit hole to the best shape of your life. All right. So real estate portion in Santa Clarita, they're talking about price increases that are going to be happening over the next several months. This is going to be related to interest rate drops as far as mortgage rates on interest. So the interest on mortgage rates. So when you purchase a house, you have a particular mortgage rate that's going to be quoted to you. So a lender's going to say, okay, Connor, you buy this house. I've looked at your credit score. I've looked at your employment. I've looked at your entire credit profile, your debt to income ratio, all that fancy stuff. And you, my fine feathered friend, qualify for $750,000. So you can purchase at that amount and your interest rate's going to be 7% because that's the prevailing rate. And then from there, they're going to break it down. You're going to say this is your payment if you purchase a residence at $750,000. So when you're buying real estate, and this comes in my buyer's course when I'm talking to real estate buyers one-on-one on Zoom or over chat or whatever, wherever we happen to be talking, either face-to-face as well. I know that's crazy, but it happens. When we go through this, I explain to them how that process works, that whenever you're wanting to purchase real estate, not only do you want to get that mortgage amount, you also want to find out what that overall payment is. Because the lender's going to tell you what that payment is to cover the mortgage. What else is there? Well, there's other things. You have home insurance that could be included. You have maybe mortgage insurance that might be included, PMI. You might have other items that are bound into this payment. Maybe there's special taxes in that area, maybe Belarus tax, something else, homeowners associations they talked about, maybe some other fees. Those could be hundreds of dollars a month. And besides utilities, don't forget utilities, the gas, the electricity, the water, utilities. You want to remember those. You're going to be having internet potentially. You're going to want to have a connection to watch more videos like this. Great. Again, these are all extra on top of every month. So that's part of what I explained to my buyer. If prices go up in the near future, it's going to be because primarily interest rates are going to come down to a point where it's going to make buyers want to buy more than they already do. And right now, buyers want to buy quite a bit because in the Santa Clarita Valley, it would only take anywhere from 7 to 14 days to go from the inventory we have to none. And that's known as the absorption rate. That's if no other properties were added to the saleable inventory as we see every day. You know, we have a handful. Every week, we might get 30 or 40 new listings added. Right now, it's kicked up a little bit because the market is after Super Bowl, and we're starting to get to that springtime fun. We just had the date change as well. So the time change as well. So now we're spring forwarded in time, and that also allows properties to be shown later. People are starting to look around, starting to feel it out, saying, you know, maybe going to move. And then they start putting it together. But besides that, if interest rates come down, it's going to kick the market off in such a way that the sellers that are selling now are going to be able to demand even more money for their residences because more home buyers are going to want to buy. And that being the case, those buyers out there are going to be now competing at a much higher level between each other. And I hear it a lot from folks. They say, I don't want to get involved in this multiple bidding offer situation where people are countering back and forth, highest and best, blah, blah. Unfortunately, if you want to buy a house and you don't want to get involved in that, you're not going to get very far. Because for every one of you that don't want to, there are 10 that probably will. And there are even more than that that will without even kicking and fighting. So you have that. If you want to buy a house, you're going to have to do it. The trick is to deal with a professional, somebody that's on your side 100%. You guys have some kind of commonality in attitude or the way you listen, or you just like their style. Find that person in real estate and then have them sit down with you and be a team. And that's how my business has become really the best part of me, because I look at every house purchase teaming up with that buyer, or a house sale teaming up with that seller, as being a relationship that's going to continue. And we're in this together. We have to figure this out together, whatever it may be. I bring with me experience gleaned from thousands of real estate transactions that I've conducted with buyers and sellers since 1998. So I have that. I have law enforcement background. I have that. So I have other things I bring to the table in this real estate process. But right now, that's where Santa Clarita is. Looks like homes will be getting a little bit more expensive if, in fact, property, the interest rates happen to come down. And furthermore, if we move into the future, the next several years, if we stay on the trend, even if interest rates don't change, property prices will also climb in that time frame. That's if we stay on the same trajectory where we happen to be currently, which, for all intents and purposes, looks like it's going to remain sunny tomorrow. We're going to get into the fat torching fitness segment now. We're coming up on the 7-minute mark. So let me segue. Thank you so much for watching. Good day, everybody. I did want to reach out to those of you that have reached out to me wondering why fasting seems to be so difficult, at least at the very beginning. So let me explain to you why I believe that is from what I've studied, but also to let you know you should always do your own research and follow up with those professionals in the world that you know and you trust, and make sure that they are giving you good advice. So anyway, this is why this is. Whenever you start to fast, let's say you tell yourself, okay, I've done research, I've talked to my doctor, my medical people, and okay, now I'm gonna start this fast. Now I'm gonna see what Connor's talking about, see if this really is the way. And you decide, you know what, I don't wanna, go off to 40 days, which is a lot. Just throwing that out there. That's huge in the fasting world. So just, I did not do anything even close to that. And I dropped, torched off 135 pounds of body fat just about as fast as anybody possibly could. And it was amazing and it worked. And I understand it. And that was my process. Again, results may differ. Rinse and repeat. Whatever the disclaimer I need to put out there, just watch out for yourself. All right. Here we go. Let's talk about this. At the very beginning of a fast, it's going to depend how hungry I get on how I'm utilizing my fuel. Your body has a two-compartment system to burn stuff, and it doesn't burn at the same time. Usually it's one or the other for the most part. There's a little transitioning, but for the most part, one or the other. I'm not a doctor. I'm Connor with Honor. So on the left side of this, let's say, or the right side, whichever side you like, but on one side, the body is burning sugar and glucose and carbohydrates that are coming in. You're not in ketosis, therefore you're burning sugar. So that's kind of where the feeding, it's feeding on a lot of stuff incoming. If it has a caloric deficit in some way, it's probably going to do more of a metabolism shift than really go to some other fuel source within the body. So it's going to kind of make you tired, and you're going to get that 5 o'clock in the afternoon, one thing, because of the carbohydrates you had earlier in the day. And the body says, you know what, pain in the butt for me to burn from start switch from burning sugar to fat. I'm just going to leave, and I'm just going to lower this cat's metabolism, put him on a nod, and make him a little tired, and have him doze off a little bit, save some calories. I know, body's really smart. All right, so let's move on to the other side of this. So the other component, the other fuel system, is stored body fat. Well, you don't get to that until you stop eating the sugar. So you quit eating the incoming sugar, your body then is forced to switch into a system called ketosis. And when it does that, then the body then switches fuel systems. It says, okay, there's no sugar anymore. I've depleted everything I had in my liver, which is about 2,000 to 2,500 calories. That's what the body can store of sugar glycogen. So once it depletes all of that, plus whatever incoming calories you quit eating, once it gets through that, then now your body is burning stored body fat for fuel. which is kind of what you want. That's really the best thing to burn for fuel. You don't want an attacking muscle. That's a big problem. You want to keep all the muscle you can. In fact, take it from me, you want to build as much muscle as possible from now until the day they put you in the ground. Please just remember that. I'm over 50, mid-50s now, and I'm going to be 60 in 5 years. That's how that math plays out. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself. I was 365 pounds. It was horrible. And I had a 65-inch waist. I was able to move that to this, and I'm still working on it, but that's the journey. And I've realized I'll never be at a goal because to establish a goal would be to finish. I actually don't want to finish. I actually enjoy being on the roller coaster and riding it out. Why do you get hungry at the beginning of a fast? You get hungry at the beginning of a fast because your body typically has to go to change fuel systems. It's changing from being a sugar burning unit to a fat burning unit. And that transition, folks, your body kicks and screams through it. It doesn't want to go to it. If you've already cut out all the sugar and the carbohydrates and anything and limited yourself to less than, let's say, 20 grams of sugar or carbohydrate a day total, 20 grams of carbohydrates a day, and that includes sugar. So 20 grams, the packaging is very misleading. So 20 grams a day total, 100%, if that is what you limit yourself to or less, then with not too long, your body's going to switch fuel systems. But even that process for folks is a little difficult. It's a little painful. It's not easy. The body works well in that other fuel system from what I've read and studied. Do your own research. That's ketosis. That's when the body's burning stored body fat. But to make that transition, even if you just start fasting and you say, you know what, I just ate a box of donuts, but now I'm going to start this thing, and you want to go 3 days, let's say, water fasting, about a day and a half in, you're going to go through that little lull. Your body's going to kick and scream a little bit, and then you're going to potentially transition to ketosis. And then you'll see a very, very substantial drop on the scale, most of it being the body bleeding off that excess water at that point, because being in that state where you're not in ketosis, the body tends to hold on to more liquid, more water. When you switch over to ketosis, you're that big water dump, and I showed on a video recently, I was able to do that in 42 hours of dry fasting. I was able to dump almost 15 pounds of water. Maybe a couple pounds of that was fat, because that makes sense. But I was able to dump that. These are advanced strategies. These are great. These are wonderful. These all work. But do your own research. Understand that it only works if you give it a chance. It only works if you forgive yourself. And it only works if after you screw up, you continue as quickly as possible. And then in the future, try to make those time frames even shorter still. But that's to answer the question out there on the wire. Why do you get hungry at the beginning of a fast? Because you're switching fuel systems, honey, and it hurts. You can save yourself that pain by already being in ketosis a while. Not a bad way to eat either, and you will do a weight dump. But again, it has to work for you. Doctor approved, FDA, blah, blah, this and that, and all that. Be well. I'm Connor with Honor. Talk to you soon. Be safe out there. Over and out.